General Services Administration has turned federal buildings into laboratories for green technology. Think tinted windows, programmable lighting systems, and other exotica you might not even know about. To get an update on the Green Proving Ground program, we are joined by Dorothy Robine. She's Commissioner of the Public Buildings Service at GSA. Ms. Robine, great to have you back.
Hi, Tom. Great to be back.
All right. So tell us about this Green Proving Ground. What's new here in this program?
Well, just to review, this is a program to try to help transform the market for technologies that will improve energy and environmental performance in commercial office buildings generally, including federal office buildings. So we use our federal office buildings as a test bed or a beta site to do a rigorous process of evaluation for technologies that we think are promising but that face impediments to broader adoption or commercialization in the commercial market. And we think our ability to provide credible objective data can help these technologies break into the market. It's a difficult market, particularly the market for retrofit of buildings. We released reports last week on three new technologies. Particularly interesting for large commercial high-rise buildings, maglev chillers. You've heard of maglev trains. They work with magnetic levitation, so the train rides above the tracks, and that reduces friction. Well, the same thing applies with chillers. These are large air conditioning plants that cool high-rise buildings.
So when you have a bad hotel room and you're looking down on another roof, that thing with all the fans on it, that's a chiller?
Well, it could be. If it's a high-rise building, it's probably a chiller. If it's a low-rise building like a Walmart or a Costco, it's a rooftop unit, and that's a different technology, and we're trying something. We're testing the next generation of rooftop units.
But okay, chillers, so we're talking chillers here.
Chillers, yes. Right. They cool water as opposed to air. Rooftop units cool air. They're much more complex, and they use compressors, and compressors are used in a lot of things, but there's friction and they require oil. And if you can eliminate that friction and that need for oil, then you can substantially improve their efficiency. So we tested out a new technology for a maglev chiller, and we found that it works. It works quite well. So we will be incorporating that as our existing chillers wear out. We'll be incorporating maglev chillers that makes sense.
So just using that one as an example, tell us a little bit more about how the program works. For example, how long have you been testing this technology, and where did you test it?
We test these technologies in our buildings. We put out a competition for companies to give us new technologies that they want to test. We go through a rigorous competition with teams from the Department of Defense and Department of Energy that help us evaluate them, and we pick out a small number to test each year, and then we match that up with a building.
Can I just ask you about that process? You said the manufacturers give you the technology, or do you have to pay for it?
In our case, we have a low budget, and so the manufacturers actually give us the technology. DOD has a similar program with which we work closely, and they actually provide money. So it's two different approaches. But we are able to get manufacturers to donate the technologies to us because they're very interested in having the rigorous objective test to help them break into the market.
Now, these variable speed chillers with magnetic levitation or maglev, is this a technology that's manufactured in the United States? Are U.S. companies pioneers here?
Yes. They may be manufactured elsewhere, but they're definitely – this is a U.S. Technology. It's made by a company called Danfoss TurboCore. Sold to other manufacturers that install it.
And let me ask you a question again about the process that you go by with testing, because I'm just I was looking through your website and reading some of the evaluations of technology from past years. It seems like there's a learning process, too, that the federal employees or whoever is in the federal building, sometimes it's not obvious how they can use the technology in a way that will actually save energy and save money. So how do you work with people to learn how to use this new technology?
Well, that's a big part of what we're testing out. So part of it is, does the technology itself perform, but also how do people like it? Are they comfortable using it, or do they like having it in the building? And Tom, you mentioned tinted windows. That's a technology that both DOD and GSA are testing in different places. These are the windows that tint when the sun is out. Electrochromic glass. There are two manufacturers. It's a promising new technology, but it faces some impediments to widespread adoption. Part of what we're testing is, do employees like having that on the windows on a large scale, when you put that on the windows all over a building? And the whole idea is that you replace shades with this kind of window. So are they comfortable working in that environment?
So what do the employees say about it?
Well, I think it's a little too soon to say. We have it on our building, on our headquarters building, but in such a limited amount that I don't know that anybody really notices. I think so far architects really like the technology. The challenge that this faces, it's more expensive than regular glass, but it allows you to get by with a smaller chiller, to go back to chillers, a smaller air conditioning system, because it's reducing the solar heat gain in the building. There are savings from being able to use a smaller chiller, but it's hard to get engineers to agree to put in a smaller chiller if they're building a new building or renovating a building. They're very nervous about doing that. No one ever got fired for putting too big a chiller, but you definitely can get in trouble if you put too small a chiller.
We're chilling here with Dorothy Robine. She's Commissioner of the Public Building Service at GSA. And then so the other question then becomes, for federal facilities, federally owned facilities, is it possible to fashion, say, a share and savings contract to retrofit buildings? Let's say people don't mind the darkening windows, and everyone agrees that these new high-tech chillers will save money because they run with less electricity. How do you do it financially?
Yes, that's a big problem for us in the current budget environment, and we are taking advantage of something called ESPCs, Energy Savings Performance Contracts. A large company like a Honeywell or a Johnson Controls or Siemens comes in and analyzes our buildings and says, these are the 10 things that we think would make your building more efficient and reduce your utility bill. We will front the cost of installing those improvements, and then you pay us out of the savings on your utility bill. President Obama actually set a goal of having federal agencies do $2 billion worth of these performance-based contracts by the end of 2013, and he just set a new target because federal agencies are on track to making the first one. It's a absolutely vital element of our overall approach.
And what about buildings that are leased that you don't own?
Well, you know, this is a problem for us. We our buildings, our federally owned GSA buildings, are extremely energy efficient compared to their commercial counterparts. We have advanced meters. We have very sophisticated building analytics that allow us to know how we're doing and to make adjustments in real time. So we've made big strides. We've got a ways to go, but we've made big strides. Our commercial buildings that we lease are not nearly as energy efficient. We know we are paying more for energy in those buildings, but we don't own them. So it's harder for us to get at that. We're talking about whether there's a way to use these performance contracts in leased buildings, but I'm not sure there's a good answer to that.
What about, like, Constitution Center? Is that federally owned, or is that something that you're leasing?
That's something that we're leasing. This is where the Securities and Exchange Commission is. Is that the building you're talking about?
Yeah, that's fairly new. I mean,
yes.
My question is, if the federal government is going to be the major tenant in a situation like that, does that give you the leverage to say, why don't you guys try this?
We do require, as a lessee, we require that any lease that we enter into has certain green features. So we require compliance with LEED standards, green building standards. We have various requirements, but you can see there is still a difference in the energy efficiency of the buildings. And you know, it's a question of just how much do we want to use our regulatory authority to try to impose requirements on buildings that we lease. That's something that we do, but we hesitate to go too far with that.
And with these goals that the White House has set for all agencies in terms of energy efficiency, do you think the Green Proving Ground program can actually help agencies meet the goals, or is it more of a program that explores the fringes and can help them cut down a little bit, but not really cut, for example, and have, let's say, a fifth of their energy coming from renewable sources by 2020?
Well, I think it's I would say it is it's a combination of that. When I was at DOD, we definitely felt that in order to meet the energy goals, we needed this new technology. But we're looking out five to 10 years. At GSA, we're actually meeting all of our energy targets because of the advanced meters and the sophisticated analytics that we do. But we think these new technologies can help. And again, we're trying to be a leader. We're trying to lead by example and transform the broader market. So I think there are definitely, you know, maglev chillers, the work we're doing in photovoltaics, I think that can help in the medium term, probably not in the next 2 years, but definitely in the next 10 years.
So are there any technologies beyond this that you're looking at, like, say, self-vacuuming carpet?
Hey, that's an idea. We've got about 20 that we're looking at. We have 5 that we just approved for evaluation last May. One is a wireless lighting control technology that we're very interested in. We have a lot of historic buildings, and you have to be very, very careful about going in and replacing wiring in historic buildings. You run into issues with the historic preservationists. There can be asbestos. So a lighting control that's based on wireless technology has a lot of interest for us. We're looking at another form of chiller using using alternative renewable energy or heat exhaust. We're looking at this rooftop unit, the next generation in high efficiency rooftop chiller unit. We're looking at some additional work in photovoltaics. There's no shortage of interesting technologies to evaluate.
Well, Dorothy Robine, fascinating stuff. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.